من و تو هم خونی بچه ایرونی، خاک ما خونه ماست، عاشقش میمونی.
It is Wednesday, November 17th, 2010, broadcasting live from San Francisco, California. You are listening to RadioJavon.com. The show is ironic and live. It starts now.
Let me be the love that comes from the
sun. سلام، شب همگی بخیر. برگشتیم به یک برنامه دیگه از برنامه‌های توپ ایرانی کن لایو. و
ایمان's not fired.
من برخلاف اون چیزی که هفته پیش شنیدید، از یکی از دوستان خیلی خوب برنامه که اسمش هست شاور هاتر، همچنین پوزخند میزنیم.
I don't think it was me who said you were fired.
نه، اتفاقا گفتی که نه تنها
No, we all had a party when we thought you were fired.
نه تنها اخراج شده، بلکه باید از این برنامه بشنوه. هنوز خودش نمیدونه.
Oh yeah, that was pretty harsh.
اینجا داریم اعلام میکنیم که اخراج شده.
Yeah,
و من امروز برگشتم و برنامه‌های بسیاری داشتم که حال شاهد بگیرم، ولی دیدم که از وقتی اومدم خیلی ناراحت کس کرده بود، یه گوشه نشسته بود، خودش فهمیده بود که چه کار اشتباهی کرده و به خاطر همین من امشب بخشیدمش. اشکال نداره شاید.
Wow, you're so merciful. Thank you.
من گذشت کردم، هیچ اشکال نداره. خب، برنامه امشب ما یک برنامه بسیار جالبه راجع به یک موضوعی که اصلا جالب نیست. بنابراین بخوایم مجبورتون کنیم که به این داستان گوش بدین. یه داستانی اول علی براتون میگه، بعدش با هم بحث رو باز میکنیم.
With that beautiful intro. So the intro anecdote to our topic for tonight is I was at a formal party. It was actually a wedding reception. I'll save whose wedding it was.
A girl. Ironic boat.
Bad. It was somewhat family. So a girl walks in I'd never seen before. Very good looking, tall Persian girl, deep like Jersey Shore type tan. She was, very done up, had a good looking face, good figure. The back of her dress was pretty low. If she was my girlfriend, I would have been a little concerned, but she wasn't, so I wasn't concerned. The second she walks in, so everyone kind of notices her very bright dress, somewhat revealing. And I noticed that my cousin's boyfriend is there. He's not Persian. This is the first time he'd been at one of our family functions. So I immediately was going to turn to him, because as loving and as sweet as my cousin is, she can be kind of catty, especially when someone is in the room getting more attention for their looks than she is. So I was about to turn to him, tell him, dude, don't look. And as I'm doing that, he turns to me like, bro, don't look. Because our girlfriends are watching. I was like, right, I was going to tell you, don't look. I'm going to look down. Look down. You look down and I'm going to look down. Because I'm like, they're going to say something. Our girlfriends are going to say something. Literally, the girl hasn't sat in her chair yet. My cousin, who's his girlfriend, and my girlfriend come over and go, did you see wannabe Megan Fox walk up in here with her back all exposed? Don't they know this is a family party? What a slut. Look at her. Oh, my God. She's just walking around. She made a lap to get attention. She knew where her seat was. I can't believe her. And there introduces our topic tonight. Favorite topic and a favorite pastime for many Persian girls is the topic of ghaybat.
That was a great story.
Thanks.
I was really entertained.
I wish you could see Shahid's hat right now. We'd all be entertained if this was a TV show.
Persian girls. یعنی پسرها هستن چه نقیبت میکنن علاقه.
No, اصلا. Don't jump ahead.
من
that's a whole other segment.
غیبت یعنی چی؟ من باید میرفتم مثلا چیزو نگاه میکردم، لغتنامه ده خدا. بعد از تو لغتنامه ده خدا من متوجه شدم که در حقیقت تعریف کلمه غیبت یعنی بدگویی در غیاب کسی. بعد
با غین می نوشتن یا با قاف؟
با غین می نوشتنش. و به هر حال کلمه انگلیسیش چیه؟ شاید بکنم تو بلدی.
Backbiting, yeah.
It's a combination. Well, because there is no term. I think we determined for gossip, which is kind of the less venomous type of it.
Gossip, it could be kind of escalated. Gossip is backbiting, but then even more escalated than that, it's slander. Would you agree?
I think it covers everything from gossip to backstabbing to talking s about someone to something more slander, libel, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it covers everything. It covers the most harmless type of ghaibat to the most negative connotation. I think that word ghaibat in Farsi covers everything. We don't have
one word
we don't
to
have
encompass
word
all of that.
We don't have a harmless form of ghaibat in Farsi. I think ghaibat by definition has a very negative connotation.
I mean, gossiping doesn't have a positive connotation,
right,
but definitely not as bad as like backbiting or backstabbing, and then definitely not as bad as slander.
Yeah.
در روزنامه خراسان یه مقاله بود که یه آقایی به نام محمد باقر عطاریانی نوشته بود. بعد تو این مثلا یه حالت تعریف غیبت بود، برام جالب بود چون خیلی شرط گذاشته بود که یعنی چی غیبت میشه. اینو خود این نویسنده از قول یه کارشناس امور اجتماعی، حالا اسمش هم نگفته بود، حالا هر کارشناس امور اجتماعی از کجا درآورده من نمیدونم، ولی نوشته هرگاه یه نفر کسی رو متوجه عیوب شخص دیگه‌ای بکنه بعد که اون خودش هم دوست نداشته باشه که درباره چنین حرفای زده بشه و هدف گوینده این باشه که تحقیر و توهین بکنه، یعنی سه تا شرط گذاشته، یعنی راجبه یکی حرف بد بزنی ای بشه بگی و اونم دوست نداشته بشه و تازه هدفت هم تحقیر بشه.
تحقیر رو دفاع نه؟
یعنی to belittle someone, to make someone look bad, توهین.
یعنی اگه هدفش همینجوری فور خوش بزنی باشه بعد از دارم
چین میچست دارم جوک باشه.
So I think like step one would be gossip, right? Step two in that one, or condition two in that one would be backbiting, and the third one is slander because you're belittling and trying to deface their name.
There's a one in there too where it's like you're backbiting for a purpose, whereas one thing if there's a group of, I keep saying girls, I guess it doesn't have to be girls, a group of people are sitting around talking negatively about someone, but then there seems to be another level that I've seen mostly just on TV and then I guess in high school is when they're kind of doing it for a purpose to like somehow negatively affect this person's life. That goes beyond backbiting. That's somehow like you're scheming on this person.
Yeah.
But that's part of it too.
That's actually how Emmy Shannon puts it. Apparently she's a psychologist and she has a book about this whole topic. And she says there are two types of, backbiting or gossiping. Exactly like that. یعنی میگه دو دسته هستن کلن. یه دسته اونایی هم که ناخودآگاه بدون این که خیلی مثلا خودشون یعنی میدونن ولی ناخودآگاه برای تفریح مثلا غیبت میکنن، ولی یک سری دیگه هدفمند، یعنی به میدونن که چرا دارن این کارو میکنن و میخوان که به یه هدفی برسن و به یه علت خاصی دارن این کارو میکنن که مثلا معمولا این که یه نفر دیگه رو خراب کنن. بنابراین دو گروه کلا میسازن.
Interesting. Now I feel like I'm informed.
احساس گناه من کم شد این تعریفی که تو کردی از غیبتم، چون من یه ذره خوشحالم.
خب خدا رو شکر. نه من میخواستم بگم که یعنی تو واقعا در خب من نمیگم این قسمت بذار من خودم رو یه خورده سانسور کنم چون برنامه زیاد داشتم ولی تصمیم گرفتم که امروز بخشندگی خودم رو ثابت کنم.
I feel so special.
عرض کنم خدمتون که ساعت
Well, I hope you know I didn't have any bad intention behind my words.
نه خواهش رو من عادت دارم کلن به این مسائل. بذار من همه رو معرفی کنم بعدش میریم که بریک کوتاه میگیریم و برمیگردیم با اخبار. خودم ایمان هستم شب با شاور هات شاهد.
So the nicknames really.
Hello.
علی اینجاست با ما و
How are you?
Too cool for his nickname.
یاسمن هنوز عمل نکرده ولی قول میدیم آخرین باری باشه که صداشو بشنوید. شاید دیگه دفعه
wow.
با عمل می
We should save the inappropriate comments for the guests, I think. Or not the guests, the callers.
Oh, right.
Commentators.
خیلی لازم داشتم زنگ بزنم خواهرم غیبت کنم، اما چون ثبت برنامه شروع میشد اومدم تو. همین خیلی همچین اوقاتم تلخه.
هم صدات بده هم سرمام خوردی دیگه.
ایمان This is غیبت right in front of her face.
خب میریم و میاییم و اخبار رو گوش میدیم. You're listening to Ironican live on Radio Jaban. چی عذابت میده از خود چی دیدی
listening to Ironican Live, and this is not BBC, it's Radio Jaban.
خب موقع اخباره و گوش میدیم به اخبارگوی روانیمون سارا.
Hi everyone, this is Sara with the news, and our first piece of news today is that Iranian police have discovered that underground rap groups were using vacant homes to record their music, and they raided the homes, arresting several members and confiscating their music plus several bottles of alcohol. The name and their additional information hasn't been released. We don't know what they're being charged with yet, anything yet, or if they are. So George Bush had Pentagon plan an attack on Iran. In his published memoir, he discusses how he had to decide against the planned attack because it could result in revenge attacks on British and American soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan, and Iran could retaliate by blocking oil supplies to the West. His memoir is called Decision Points, and I guess it just proves that it always comes down to oil.
And it doesn't come down to the fact of how many Iranians would have been killed.
Oh, like not at all. Iraqis. So not just Iranians, but American soldiers. Right. More American soldiers. So
if you're keeping track, George Bush doesn't care about black people or Persian people. But it only
he
lists.
Said that was one of the most disgusting moments ever. Kanye West saying...
Kanye forever went on my list of excusing every freakish, weird... metro borderline not metro thing that he's ever done. He got a pass from me from forever for doing that.
So in other news, apparently conservatives in Oklahoma believe that the U.S. is subject to falling under Islamic rule. Oklahoma passed the amendment to ban Islamic Sharia law, but the ban was luckily overruled by a federal judge. The amendment had been originally passed by a 7-3 ratio.
So they overruled that?
Yeah, can you believe it?
Why would you overrule something?
Why would you need something like that in the first place? I'm pretty sure it's already on the books. So you can't have separation of church and state except for stonings. Those are okay.
Except for Islamic
Sharia. Yeah. Anyways.
So the divorce rate has increased in Iran, and studies in Tehran show that divorce is 3 times more in Tehran than the national average. Causes for divorce can be, marrying early because of the intense emphasis on marriage. And studies from a research group from Shahid Beheshti University in Tehran earlier this month reported that the divorce rate could be as high as 90%. And this is in marriages that aren't arranged marriages. So it's for marriages that you know, you fall in love and you get married. Only about 15% of marriages in Iran are arranged marriages, and there's only a 2% divorce rate in those marriages. So,
اینو اونجا نوشته، یعنی نوشته که it's like 2% for arranged marriages and 90% up to 90% for fall in love marriages.
It's about, I think 80% of marriages are fall in love marriages, and most of it's just divorce rate in general in Tehran is up to 90%. But
welcome to the modern world, Tehran.
Yes.
Is everybody in Tehran so damn hot? That's
one. Like good looking. I'm like temperature wise.
Yeah,
or?
No, I was doing double take too.
So, world rankings in several categories have come out in the last week, and they're done by different international organizations. There's several rankings which were especially interesting, and Iran has been ranked on the Prosperity Index, 92nd out of 110 countries. In the Competitiveness World Economy, 69th out of 139 countries. Education, 57th out of 110.
Those aren't bad.
And in development, we're actually ahead of Brazil and Turkey and Morocco.
Who did these numbers?
The development one is done by the UN, I believe, but it's just different international organizations. Not all of them specified which organization.
Well, considering those numbers come from the UN Development Program in Iran, I would trust it.
Well, let's just hope it's true since it was published. So they were ranked 70th out of 169 in development. And in the Global Gender Gap Index, Iran secures the 123rd position out of 134.
Something to shoot for. Well, let's keep it moving. Right. We got eight spots to go downwards.
Right. So this is kind of a reflection in the fact that there's a new UN agency called the UN Women, and Iran was unable to obtain a seat on the agency after fierce international opposition. Saudi Arabia gained a seat, but Iran didn't. Their stoning of women for committing adultery was one of the main arguments against Iran joining. And
see, that's crap. That's how you know, like you said, it's all about oil. How does Saudi Arabia get a seat and we don't have one?
Right.
Not that Iran deserves one by any means, but Saudi Arabia certainly doesn't. They still can't vote women in Saudi Arabia.
Right.
So,
well, the human rights...
They can't drive either. That's too negative.
Well, that's
women
probably...
In
that's
can
for safety
drive.
Purposes, but honestly...
That's
awesome,
so funny,
drivers.
They are. So, yes.
It's just their blind spot is covered up by the hijab.
So BBC is to resume broadcast from Iran nearly 18 months after its correspondent was thrown out during the mass unrest that followed the country's disputed presidential election in 2009. This is one step toward, you know, mending Iran's tense relations with the West. So that's pretty good news. And Iran will also face Oman in the men's soccer in the Asian Games quarterfinal after defeating Malaysia 3-1, earning its fourth successive victory. That's pretty exciting. And they're hoping to place in the semifinal.
Nice.
So President Ahmadinejad publicly called for the relocation of up to 5 million people from the province of Tehran and about 3 million residents of the city of Tehran. He cited danger of earthquakes and living conditions such as inflation and traffic as his reasons for the call. Newspaper Tehrana Emruz bit back in an editorial telling President Ahmadinejad to treat its inhabitants well, and the danger of earthquakes is huge, but this is not a good enough justification for the over-ambitious project of reducing the population of Tehran. Up to 5 million people from the province of Tehran and 3 million residents of the city of Tehran.
Right?
یعنی کلا مثلا شد 12-13 میلیون جمعیت داره تهران، 3 میلیونش باید برن.
Yeah, pretty much. And I'm not really sure where they're hoping to take them or کجا برن.
موفق باشن.
So, that's all the news for today. This was Sara and thank you.
Thanks, Sara.
به به، اینم اخبار امروز. یه بریک دیگه میگیریم، برمیگردیم با بحث غیبت و بدگویی در ملأ عام، ولی پشت سر اون که راجعش حرف میزنید.
So maybe you should shut your mouth. It's kind of funny that you waste your breath.
خب شاید آهنگو معرفی کنی. آهنگ کی بود؟ آهنگی داری میشنوی؟
Are we on air?
بله بله. هر شنگاه شاید از خواب بیدار میشه بعد مثلا میپرسه آیا ما مثلا الان زنده روی آنتن هستیم. بله شاید ما الان زنده روی آنتن هستیم. 7-8000 نفر آدم الان معطلن که بشنون تو چی داری بگی.
Great. Anyways, that's not putting me on the spot. This song was Kesha. This song was Backstabber by Kesha.
And
I say we move on.
I dedicate it to Ali, but only certain parts of it.
Oh, that's awesome. خب این قسمت از برنامه میخوایم راجع به دلایل غیبت صحبت کنیم. به نظر من مردم به دلایل بسیار زیادی غیبت میکنن کلن. نظر مثبت شما چیه خانم سجادی؟
Why do you always put me on the spot?
فقط دارم سوال میکنم.
It's a radio show, man, talk. Not that complicated.
You know what, Ellie? I don't appreciate your attitude.
All right.
When you leave the room, I'm going to talk so much crap about you.
That's fine.
Why do people talk crap? Because it's a way to get it off their chest when people bother them.
It yani chiya mohan az rusinashon
bar stress, anxiety, annoying things,
jealousy.
Aha. Ideally, nazar shoma chi bit?
Man mardom nemidunam, amma khodam har vaqt ghaibat mikonam be khatir inke tu mozeh zaf qarar gereftam. Masalan ye nafar hersam dar miyare. بعد من جراتش ندارم مثلا جا روش وایستم بگم که تو آدم بی خودی هستی، یه کاری که کردی خیلی بی خود بود. بعد وایمیستم این میره پشت سرش حرف میزنم.
خیلی عالی، واقعا شما لطف دارید نسبت به دوستان.
I don't really do that.
من و علی اصلا خبر نداریم این داستان.
What did you just say?
I don't really gossip.
Okay, whatever. You're not above it.
I didn't say, who the hell am I above it? Thank you for elevating me. I think you see me. I didn't say I don't do that.
You do.
I swear.
It's innate in nature.
The
you do.
Mamanam, I don't do it.
Oh, okay. Junu mamanit naya vasat.
Oh, but I'm vasat gusham gozoshtam. I don't do it.
Okay.
I really don't.
Whatever.
I don't like to bring like
negativity. You did it last week when we talked about Iman on the show.
Iman on the show. No, I didn't. First of all, that was being recorded. That doesn't count as ghaibat. Everyone's hearing it.
Okay, man. Anyways, moving forward, he doesn't have anything good to say.
Ghaibat nemikone chon masalan khali.
No, what it is that I'm mature. And so,
I can't even believe you take yourself seriously.
At some point, you let these frivolous things go. That's how it is.
Oh, no, it's not.
But I don't. It's not something I take pleasure in. Like we said, sometimes guys might do it, and I don't know about
Wait,
other guys.
Don't Hold you play basketball? Second. Don't you talk trash?
That's not ghaibat. The guy's sitting right there in front of me.
Okay, how do you say
it? Anyway, but I may do it for. I actually had to do it recently after I saw some things at a certain party that I wish I hadn't seen. And I had to
but it, spill now.
No, it became an informative thing. Like, dude, this is what happened. Should I tell this person that happened? And so that's not ghaibat, but it technically is because I'm sharing part of it.
That's gossiping.
The fun part of it was I got to share this kind of scandalous story with someone, and that part was fun. But at the end was like, now what do I do? Do I go tell this person?
Yeah.
Because it was a mutual friend. But honestly, had I decided I'm not going to tell the other person, or I decided I am going to tell the person involved, I would not have even gone to a third party and told them. I told them because I needed to get some advice on it. And while I was doing it, I'm like, hey, let's have some fun. Let me tell you this story. No.
I don't see Ali as that type.
At all.
پسرها این کاره نیستن. اگه بودن که خب الان با هم دیگه چهارتایی میشنسیم.
Right, because guys have pent-up problems and they take it out with their fists.
Okay, من یه سوالم. حالا کسی جلو غیبت کنه چی؟ مثلا چه حالی میشی؟ بدت میاد؟ خوشت میاد؟
It doesn't bother me. I've certainly seen it enough in my life with the women in my family and my friends.
Right.
بازم میگه خانوما.
Okay, it's
true. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, listen. When you go to a Persian dinner party, the women sit inside, the men move outside. What do the men talk about?
Sports and politics.
Politics and sports. What do the women talk about? Other women and or like cooking and housekeeping.
I honestly want to block your mic right now. You just said the most ridiculous.
I get upset.
About
honestly,
housekeeping
when
and
I see
cleaning.
a bunch of Persian women in a house and they're educated and enlightened and they sit there and talk about recipes, I'm like, come on, dude, you guys have better things to talk about other than how you make Fessin June versus how she makes Fessin June.
But that's like how it, honestly, like, you're making my skin crawl.
It's true. I'm saying it upsets me too, but you know what happens.
What
but
do
anyway,
you do about it,
so
Sean?
What it does, it happens. Does I that wish, mean that I think it's a could, bad thing?
No, but I think they sell themselves short. This is a whole different topic.
Yeah, okay, anyways. Back to why people talk behind other people's backs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, back to that.
Back to that. عرضم که منم خب بازم مجبور شدم که برم تحقیق کنم راجع به این موضوع و ببینم واقعا دلیلش چی میتونه باشه و در یک مقاله‌ای که در مجله همشهری خوندم که لینکش هم میذاریم توی بلاگمون، دلایلی که داده بود نوشته بود که خب یه سری دلایلش مثلا یه دلیل ممکنه بیکاری و مثلا سر رفتن حوصله و رفع خستگی باشه، همونجور که شاهد گفت که خب اونا همون دسته این که ناخودآگاه و برای اینکه وقتشون بگذره این کارو میکنن، ولی یه سری دلایل یواش یواش خود عمیق‌تر که نگاه کنی و از نظر روانشناسی بهش نگاه کنی، مثلا یکیش همرنگ شدن جماعته، مثلا تو فرین بعض موقع میبینی که یه گروه دور هم نشستن همه راجع به چیز حرف زنن، مثلا تو هم ناخودآگاه چیز میشی،
بس میشی که
آره تو هم حرف زنی. جالب این بود که یه دلیل بعدی که آورده بود این که اصلا این اطلاعاتی که با هم شیر میکنن و به هم دیگه میدن راجبش بحث میکنن، مخصوصا چون اطلاعاتی خود جنجالی همچین کانتروورشیاله، این احساس صمیمیت بین گروه زیاد میکنه.
Definitely.
و برای همین خیلی وقتا این همین احساس صمیمیت باعث میشه که شما هم این کارو میکنی. و دلایل دیگه که مثلا بعضی موقع مثلا مورد توجه قرار گرفتن یا مورد بی سنتر اف اتنشن، یا و یه دلیل اصلی بزرگ دیگه حسادته جلسی، که مثلا یکی مینی بالاتر از خودت، این چیزی که یا سمن گفت یکی بالاتر خودت بهتره یا به هر دلیل حالا خوش قیافه‌تره، پولدارتره و موفق‌تره یا هرچی هست و یه جورایی حسادت میکنی و سعی میکنی اون طرفو از یه چیزای دیگه مثلا یه جور دیگه بیاریش پایین.
اوکی، حالا من یه سوالم، علی تو حسودی هم نمی‌کنی؟
نو I mean, yeah. honestly, one thing that I did realize while you guys were talking is that, because I don't even consider this, I don't think you could call ghibat, but in English it could be classified as gossip. Let's say someone goes out and like has too much to drink and makes a fool out of themselves or does something really stupid, and then like the next day you're talking to a friend that wasn't with you that night and you make fun of the friend who acts stupid, but to me, I don't even consider that gossip because, like,
I think it's like funny and harmless.
I think it's harmless, and it's like if I've been the butt of that joke, and I don't like get upset that people are saying I'm saying it behind their back because they're not there, or because maybe I don't want to bring it up and remind them of how they made an idiot out of themselves. But it's not really like I'm backstabbing you or talking smack behind your back. I'm just like telling a story about how our friend did something stupid or he tripped and
funny.
Fell. Because it's funny, right?
Yeah.
Is that wrong?
Yeah,
so I do. That's the type of ghibat I do, but I don't even consider that gossip because if it's done about me, I wouldn't really care. So, like, I'm not doing it to put the other person down. Everyone does something stupid at some point, and it's funny.
Yeah, but some of them, if I'm going to do something silly, and then I'm going to tell them, it's a big deal.
And that's why I'm saying that should have been my response when you asked me how or when do you gossip, because some people, like you said, would consider that gossiping about someone, even though that's why I'm okay with doing it, is because if it was done to me, I wouldn't really care. And so, but you're right.
You're listening to Ironican Live on Radio Javon. What can I do?
Oh,
برگشتیم به قسمت سوم بحث امشب و یک بار دیگه برای بچه‌هایی که دور میز نشستن رو به شما معرفی میکنم. خودم ایمان هستم با شاهد، یاسمن و علی.
And just so you guys know, we were talking about you when you weren't here.
این که الان کرد شاهد بود، اون تیزترم یاسمن بود. آمین بارکلا. جهت اطلاع شنونده های عزیز، و الان موقع کلمه هفته است، مثل هر دفعه که قسمت سوم با کلمه هفته شروع میکنیم. اول انگلیسی.
I'm ready this time.
خدا رو شکر.
The word of the week, the English word of the week is frenemy. Which is basically a friend who's actually an enemy that's disguised as a friend. So a type of toxic friend, someone who brings you down, who actually talks behind your back all the time.
But sometimes you can
ruins your reputation, but is really nice to your face.
Yeah, but the opposite is true too, is that sometimes a girl will keep someone, will treat someone like they're a friend, but in their own mind they're your enemy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it works
no,
both ways.
Yeah.
I think it's a topic that's pretty closely related for young ladies.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the original frenemy would have to be Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie.
Oh, I thought it was one of those MTV shows that it came from. Those.
No, they're frenemies.
Oh, but the word came from one of those, like, one of these reality shows that.
Did it?
I thought it did. It's a recent term, right?
Yeah, like it is. I thought it came from The Simple Life with Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie. Yeah.
They're the type of people that would come up with
something like that. تو کامنتی ایرانیان که خیلی زیاده.
Yeah, actually, that's, yeah.
دختر میگه بای سلام عزیزم، قربونت برم، چه خوشگل شدی امشب. بعد همین دو قدم میره اونورتر، نه میخواد بمیرم دختر
یه بیشور. You do really good impressions. I'm really scared.
Yeah.
As
which,
to why.
Which girl are you, Iman? Are you the girl who walked away or the girl who comments when the other girl walks away?
بگذاریم. کلمه فارسی این هفته هست خاله زنک.
Don't talk about my aunt like that.
یا خاله زنکی.
خاله تو؟ نه، خاله زنک بیشتر به مردا میگن.
Oh, really? I'm sorry, is the word خاله not to mean خاله؟
نه، به زنها میگن ولی به مردا میخوره. فکر نمیکنم بیشتر به مردا بگن، ولی خب به هر دو میخوره.
مثلا توی یه مهمونی زنها نشستن و یکی از مردا مثلا میره میشینه اونجا به هوایی که سیب برداره و میشینه مثلا قیبتشون کنه، به ما میگن خاله زنک. خیلی
I get it.
یه رفتاره، it's a trait. مثلا کارایی میکنی که هم مثلا حتی به خانوما وقتی میگن مثلا دیگه یه نفر که خیلی دیگه مثلا دیگه واقعا اون مرکز غیبت و نمیدونم اون بلنگوی خبررسانیه و به همه چیزو میگه و دنبال این ریچ پیچ همه چی رو در بیاره و کنجکاوی میکنه و دنبال اینی که از همه چی سر در بیاره. مثلا میگه رفتارهای خاله زنکی، حالا چه طرف مرد باشه چه زن، تو بخره خانوما کنجکاویشون بیشتره.
اگه به لغتش فکر کنی بیشتر میاد که به مردا بخوره. ببین خاله زنک یعنی مثلا کسی که ادای زنا رو در میاره.
آره. قبول میکنم تا حدی از این، ولی خب میشه برای زن ما دیگه. آخه ببین در دنیای مدرن امروزی دیگه نباید این حرفا باشه دیگه. مثلا دیگه اگر میگن طرف خاله زنکه،
gender blind word going back to our politically correct show.
درسته، و به همین دلیل بهتره که ما حواسمون جمع باشه. یه سوالی فقط داشتم از قسمت قبلی، قبل از که ببندیم و بریم تو بپریم تو قسمت بعدی. وقتی مثلا اگر دلیل این که مثلا میخواین شما اسمشو بذاریم غیبت یا نذاریم غیبت، از یکی پشت سر یکی یه حرفی میزنید، اگر دلیلش حقیقتا کمک کردن باشه، نظرتون راجع به اون چیه؟ یعنی مثلا واقعا به فرض میگم چه میدونم مثلا یه نفر یه مشکلی داره، بعد میای فکر میکنی که مثلا شاید یکی از دوستات بتونه.
Oh my god, I just did this the other day actually on Sunday. And it happened for like I was talking about it for like an hour and a half, and I felt really bad because I was like, wow, I'm ghibetting right now for so much. But anyways, it was actually to help the person that I was talking about. Like, I just wanted to know if there was a way that I could help them out with their flaws.
Oh, it wasn't like a drug problem. It was like.
Wait, no, not like internal flaws. Like. They just kind of
external flaws.
Yeah,
flaws.
The more serious.
So tamagosh catch boot.
No, like just I don't know how to put it. Like when they have problems.
Well, just tell us what it is.
No.
Just tell us like kind of what it is.
No.
یه ذره غیبت کن زیاد نه.
We're going to talk about you and you leave the room, you know what I'm saying?
نه ولی مثلا بفرض که یه نفر مثلا میبینی که بفرض یه دختریه توی ریلیشنشیپ و پسر اذیتش میکنه کتکش میزنه.
Oh yeah, I don't even consider that غیبت. See, a lot of the things that I do, I don't even consider غیبت. So if I were to break down my day, I think 90% of it would be غیبت if we were to go by your rules.
By your rules, Iman.
Honestly, when I talk about my friend in her relationship, like, and it's like a bad relationship, I'm not even gossiping. I'm like,
see, but it doesn't always have to be out of trying to help.
That's where I disagree with Yasemin. I think that there's a spectrum for it, but I don't think that a lot, like, I think it's people are predisposed to certain things. Like if, like Ali was saying, he's not a jealous person. So when he does ghibat or he does gossip, it won't come out of that insecureness. But like if someone is predisposed to like jealousy or that type of stuff, they'll be more likely to gossip that way. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. But also, it doesn't always have to be in a way to help someone. You could be ghibating technically out of concern. But like, let's say like one of your friends has a drug problem or whatever, mm-hmm. drinks too much, and this is not like a drinking story. Like he fell down at the bar, it's like, it was funny. But it's like, dude, this guy drinks too much.
Oh yeah,
it's a problem.
Exactly.
But you're not actively taking steps to help him, at least not yet. But you're ghibating out of concern. Like I can't talk about like what
yeah, to make sure that it's like as serious as I think it is. Exactly.
But that's technically ghibat, right? You're gossiping.
But
about
I don't
someone.
Consider that bad.
No, I don't think so either. I mean,
I'm not sure if you're going to get a marriage or just
that's what I'm saying. My example, I'm not doing anything necessarily maybe active to go help the person. But you're not talking about it out of like a pastime. Like we said, maybe for some people, ghibat is a pastime. It's fun. Like, oh, girls, what should we do? We have like 45 minutes before we have to go to the movie. Let's sit down and talk about it. Yeah, it's ghibat time. You know what I mean?
زنگ ghibat. اگر شما هم نظری دارین، دوست عزیز با تو هستم. همین تو الان داری گوش میدی. کامپیوترت بلندتر کن. اگه نظری داری، میتونید تماس بگیرید با شماره 1888 RD جوان 1888 RD جوان و اکستنشن 724 رو بگیرین و پیغام برای ما بذارین، یا اینکه ایمیل ما هست iranicanlive@radiojavan.com یا روی بلاگ ما iranican.com نظرتون به ما بگید. یه بریک دیگه میگیریم، برمیگردیم بحث رو ادامه میدیم.
ابرو کمون چشم اصلی سوسن خانم، خوشگل خانم ابرو کمون چشم اصلی سوسن خانم، میخوام بیام در خونتون،
نمیخوام بیای
حرف بزنم با باباتون، میخوام بیام در خونتون حرف بزنم با باباتون، بگم شدم عاشق دخترتون، میخوام بشم من دوبادتون.
بابا میخوام بیام خواستگاری نگونم، نگو نمیشه، این قلب من عاشق تازه عاشق ترم میشه.
خوشگل خانم ابرو کمون چشم اصلی سوسن خانم، میخوام بیام در خونتون حرف بزنم با باباتون، بگم شدم عاشق دخترتون، میخوام بشم من دومادتون.
بابا میخوام بیام خواستگاری نگونم، نگو نمیشه، این قلب من عاشق تازه عاشق ترم میشه. میشم فدات عاشق چشات، میریزم به پا تو هرچی بخوای، حالا نمه نمه بیا تو بقلم سوسن خانوم، آره توی تاج سرم. آی نمه نمه بیا تو بقلم سوسن خانوم، آره توی تاج سرم.
میگم بوس بو کنه ازم، بگی اسمم سوسنه نه ازم، والا سوسنه 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 موزنه، هر چه بشه یه سوسنه بشه، یه سوسن خانم یه دونه بشه، یه کفشه یه سفیده باشه، یه چی می ناسی بیا پیشی من، به جده تو ناصره دیشی من، این همه و یکیشی من، بیاییم بشه این سریش من. شب نمیدم در خونه، میدازم دیبرم زن خونه بشی، به سر دوست رامیم داسیم یه مخزنه گونده یه جوته کشی، و دوان کوتاه رو مفوشی، منو شلوار گلگلی
یکشی.
میخوای نگو نمیشه نگو نمیخوای خوشگل خانم ابرو کمون چشم اصلی سوسن خانم خوشگل خانم ابرو کمون چشم اصلی سوسن خانم میخوام بیام در خونتون
نمیخوام بیای
حرف بزنم با باباتون
اوه نمیخوام
بابا میخوام بیام در خونتون حرف بزنم با باباتون بگم شدم عاشق دخترتون میخوام بشم من دوبادتون
خب یک بار دیگه ایمیل ما هست iranikanlive@radiojavan.com فیسبوک پیج ما هست facebook.com/iranikan روی بلاگ ما iranikan.com و از طریق تلفن هم میتونید به ما پیغام بذارید وایس میل بذارید 1-888-RD-JABAN extension 724 ایمیل های هفته پیش شاد میکنیم
Yes, we actually got two emails from Shad Patty Jun. She was concerned, Iman, that
Imad?
Imad. Shad Patty Jun, it's actually Iman. That you were fired and she was going to miss you a lot. So you, at least you have one fan.
خیلی ممنون. واقعا متشکرم.
Oh yeah, and congratulations San Francisco Giants. She said congratulations to them too, but I don't think we mentioned it on air last time. So
I mean, they hadn't.
No!
I mentioned yes. during the intro and we played the song and everything.
Oh, right. Had they won? Oh, they won 2 weeks ago. Okay, right. Sorry.
I'm wondering, if you want to stay on Ironica, I'm going to tell you this once. Stop with the drugs.
You're so funny.
Oh, wait.
And Shad Patty, my name only has one E in it, love.
Shaheed.
Just one, yes. But
like Ali Shaheed
Thanks
Muhammad.
For your emails and your comments. You're so sweet.
What'd you say about me? What'd you say about me?
Nothing.
Damn.
Doesn't like you.
خیلی ممنون. خب حداقل به قول تو یه نفر هست که از صدای من خوشش میاد. چون دفعه قبل که یه نفر گفت که اصلا منم صدای رادیو ندارم فقط قابل تحملم. بنابراین دفعه قبل نزدیک بود منو بنزن بیرون. یه فیسبوک کامنت هم داشتیم.
من دیگه خیلی ناراحت نشم.
آره فکر کنم نمیدونم شاید. یه فیسبوک کامنت هم داشتیم از آوا وکیلی نوشته I love you shower hot. But then it says don't worry, I know her.
Actually, there's a funny story behind that. She's a really sweet girl. I love her. She's a student in a class that I teach at Berkeley.
Uh-huh.
But she approached me and she asked me if I was the same Shahid from Iranikin and that she had Googled me to find out. And she was a fan before and she had been listening to us for like 2 years now. So,
damn it,
What did she find when she Googled you?
I don't know. I mean, like she was trying to find out if I was the same Shahid from Iranikin.
Oh.
آره همینه همین خواهد همین یه
no
شاهد
بیشتر نداریم
No one googles you, Ali. Oh, they'd be googling me.
و بازم برای ما کامنت و ایمیل و پیغام بفرست یه نفر دیگه هم همون روی برای شو Political Correctness در هفته پیش نوشته بود که
Just say it Just like Nike but آره. say it
این هانیه اکبری مهر بود که اینو گفته بود Just say it. Yeah. خب برگردیم به بحث زیبای غیبت و بدگویی و میخوایم بحث ادامه بدیم با اینکه واقعا کی بیشتر غیبت میکنه و خب از اون رو که من و علی اصلا نمیدونستم حتی غیبت یعنی چی مطمئنا دخترها بیشتر غیبت میکنن و فکر میکنم شاید ایرانی ها یه ذره بیشتر یه سری فرهنگای به نظر من شرقی بیشتر غیبت میکنن تا فرهنگای غربی.
خود ایران هم فکر کنم که خیلی طبقای مختلفه. مذهبی ها خیلی غیبت میکنن، شهرستانی ها خیلی بیشتر تهرانی ها غیبت میکنن.
گفتی مذهبی ها جالبه که یکی از به نظر من یکی از مثلا زشترین تصویرایی که توی قرآن هست راجع به غیبته که میگه که یعنی قشنگ کلمه به کلمه میگه که غیبت کردن مثل خوردن گوشت مردار برادرتون یعنی اگه برادرت مرده باشه گوشتشو بخوری یعنی فکر کنم در مورد هیچ چیز دیگه یعنی خوک هم اینجوری نیست یعنی شما خوک بخور خب برو درینک بخور تا خرخره ولی غیبت نکن
Actually I think the explanation for that is pretty clear though if you think about it from like a sociological perspective غیبت is one of the worst things that you can do I mean in terms of religion or in terms of any sort of like community organizing. It's very threatening to unity. And so if a religion is trying to, you know, get converts and become this world power, as any religion is trying to become, of course it's going to say that ghibat more than any other sort of like material or physical pleasure or temptation is worse, because it's directly threatening their stronghold as a unified front.
What the hell did you just say right now?
Ali was kind of shocked that I had something intelligent to say.
من منظورم نبود که واقعا کلی بگم، اما فکر کنم که
نه، من فکر کنم واقعا یه حقیقتی توش هست، یعنی احساس میکنم. البته میدونید هیچ ربطی شاید به دین نداشته باشه، شاید به نظر من میاد که یه مقداری اون به اصطلاح محافظه کاری که توی اخلاق و رفتار کسایی که مثلا متدین ترن هست، شاید باعث میشه که یه محیطی ایجاد میکنه که شاید توش غیبت کردن رایج‌تر و راحت‌تره. مثلا
فکر کنم به خاطر اینکه خیلی فهم کنن صفر و یکه، مثلا اگر که تو حجاب داشته باشی خوبی، اگر نداشته باشی بعدی، برای همه اگر یه دختر ببینن مثلا دامن کوتاه پوشیده یا فلان، خیلی قضاوتش میکنن و حتما بایستش میخوام بعد بگن آدمایی که
But
honestly, it could be also that even though most religions kind of preach forgiveness, is that religious people may tend to think sometimes that they have the answers, that they're right, and so that inherently other people are wrong. Whereas, you know, that's with all due respect to religious people who aren't like that. Some religious people are like that. And so they may be less open-minded on some things because they think there are prescribed answers to certain things rather than exploring.
Well, and it's also a way of being able to tell who's the insider and who's the outsider. Yeah, yeah. And that's the foundation of developing any sort of clique or anything like that.
Right.
حالا از دین که بگذریم، اگه بخوایم برگردیم رو همون بحث این که حالا کیا بیشتر کمتر بین دخترها و پسرها و زنها و مردها، من فکر کنم که حالا اینی که میگن مثلا زنها بیشتر غیبت میکنن، دخترها بیشتر غیبت میکنن، اینا به نظر من درست و غلطش نمیدونم، ولی من فکر کنم پسرها
غیبت میکنن و اسمشو میذارن آمار گرفتن، مثلا تمام جزئیات.
I don't do that because I don't know what آمار گرفتن means.
I have to say though, of all the guys,
to get the 411 on.
Wow, that was a good little translation there. Very good.
That's the Amir be Imam migi folan ro mishnasi va ima in ima naha emad. Ke mon are injuri injuri. Va manzuretun ham ine ke faqat be hamdike agahi bedin ke masalan be on dokhtar nazik beshin ya nashin.
Maybe, but there's a little bit of I think in both, at least in American culture, but I think in the Iranian American culture too, is there's a little bit of nomadism in ghibating, even to that extent. It's like, dude, really, if you have
well don't you like warn your guy friend if like he's about to date some girl who you think is like
exactly but it's for a reason, right? So I'm not considering it gossip anymore if I'm just saying it to like,
but
oh
you're
my
gossiping
God,
about her when you
but
don't
I'm
even
doing
know
it
her
for a reason though,
so what,
so I but I if, honestly even
I'll,
it, even in
for
that
a reason
situation
doesn't make it okay.
I'd be very careful to say I heard about her such and such, you know what I mean? I wouldn't say like,
okay.
Oh, I know this guy who did this
honestly,
with her.
Ali,
I know
you're probably a great person and I believe you completely, I really do. However, you can't speak on the behalf of all
men. I'm not.
Men.
Well, let's
and I have to say, of all guys that I have known, the Iranian and Middle Eastern guys tend to be the ones that gossip the most and backbite the most and, you know, talk the most ass.
I believe. Nah, well, let me ask my father's right here. Father's what do you do?
اونو قبول دارم، یعنی من فکر می‌کنم که کلاً همونجوری که گفتم تو فرهنگ‌های شرقی یه خورده این مرسوم‌تره، حالا چه مرداش چه زنا، ولی کلاً مردا من فکر می‌کنم که خیلی هاشون اصلا علاقه ندارن، یعنی توی شاید سیرتشون یه جوریه که انقدر مثلا ببین بعضی موقع برای دخترها لذت بخشه، میشینن با هم دیگه حالا حتما بعد راجع به کسی بزنن، ممکنه همینجوری اطلاعات دارن با هم رد و بدل میکنن، اسمش هم میذارن، اسمش هم ممکنه گاسب باشه، ولی لزوما نمیخوان کسی رو خراب کنن، ولی خیلی براشون لذت بخشه که بعضی موقع ممکنه خراب کنن کسی رو، اینا حالا هر درجه ای باشه مهم نیست، ولی برای پسرا به نظر من اون لذت رو نداره، فکر کنم فرقش اینه.
Because guys don't bond that way but girls do.
Yeah. And that's why I say it's a pastime.
But I don't think it means that guys don't do it.
نه، ولی وقتی لذت نداشته باشه، میدونی مثلا همیشه تو ترجیح میدی یه کاری بکنی، ترجیح میدی بشینی یه گیم بسکتبال ببینی تا اینکه بشینی راجع به یه کاری
بحث کنی. You guys can go play sports, you guys can go play video games, you guys can talk about anything. But at the same time, it doesn't mean that you guys don't do it. I'm not saying that women do it more necessarily. Well, I do think that women do it more.
Thank you.
I do.
I was about to say, this is politically correctness from last week. That you guys can, you know damn well, both of you, that women rave out way more. You just can't say it.
Of course they do. Of course. But I think as women grow older, they don't as much anymore.
No.
I don't know. I mean, like,
یعنی تو روی مادر بزرگا شکی داری؟
I don't know. Speaking from, like, I'm talking about, like, the modern women, not, like, Iranian women who live in Iran and don't have jobs.
No.
As a woman grows up and, like, becomes, has a family, has a career, I mean, she'll gossip at the dinner table at a mehmani, but her life doesn't revolve around it.
Right.
But teenage girls and college girls, like, speaking from experience, like, we, like, prey on that stuff. Like, it's, like, our lives almost, you know, especially when you're 16 or 17.
On it, but that's what I was... maybe it's because our community is a little more family-oriented and that we get to see this type of stuff. Because if not, I probably wouldn't have seen gossip until I got to junior high or high school, whatever. But I saw it, like, after a family party when only the women were left. You know, they got done cleaning everything. And then I could see, like, my sister had something to say about someone who was rude that at the party. If it was, you know, maybe if we had friends or family over. Mm-hmm. And they'll, you know, someone will be like, "Bia dochtaran, bia beshin ghaibat konin, bia, bia," like halfway joking, like tongue in cheek,
but kind of initiation,
kind of serious, right? It's like a bonding thing. That's why. And maybe it's because an American guy, maybe they don't have family parties, or let alone would there be enough women in their family to like have a ghaibat session. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's because as Persian guys, we got to see, you know, women in their own environment where we were kind of bystanders. But those are older women doing that. Like, they're
I
not
understand
kids.
That, but I just think it's a different type of ghaibat.
Yeah.
Like, Persian women, older women, don't, like, I mean, come on, have you watched Mean Girls? That type of backbiting.
Have you watched Gossip Girls?
Or that type, you know, that happens among younger aged women, where it takes on a life of its own, that type of gossip, and it's, like, rampant. But when you talk amongst your friends and you gossip, it's entirely different. That's, like, there's a difference between a pastime and, like a activity.
غیبت در شبکه جهانی اینترنت و کلیپ هفته وقتی که برمیگردیم اینجا ایرانیکن لایو و شما شنونده رادیو جوان هستیم.
بذار تو بگم من حرفی واسه همیشه، بذار تو بگم من راز دلم رو ساده، من میخوام بدونم که میشه یا نمیشه، که میشه یا
بشکن
احمدی
هستی،
بشکن
زمینی مو
بشکن،
پول های گلوب
بشکن،
برای پول نه
بشکن،
تورم 27
بشکن،
برای کارت سوخت
بشکن،
هی دروغ میدوخت
بشکن،
برای صف گاز
بشکن،
ملت بینیاد
بشکن،
برای کچلوارش
بشکن،
ریش باحالش
بشکن،
برای مسکن مه
بشکن،
دیدی گفت شعرابه
بشکن،
روابط عالی
بشکن،
لبنان سومالی
بشکن،
وزیر دکتر
بشکن،
جهل مدرک
بشکن،
پولای اردبیل
بشکن،
گرفتی رسیبی
بشکن،
بشکن بشکنی
بشکن،
محمود آبروش را
Well, that's a party right there. Where is that? How come I didn't get the e-bike for that party?
Is there a video with this clip?
بله بله ویدیو هم هست، میتونیم لینکشو بذاریم
روی
بلاگ واسه تو هم میذاریم که ببینی قشنگ. None of them are hot shots, sorry.
That's not why I want to look. I like the song.
Of this, the song you can hear.
It sounds like a party. Though.
Whatever.
I wanna watch
anyways,
it. I'm gonna watch it. I'm with you, Sean. I'm gonna watch it. I want to see what they look like. I hope they're cute.
Or else we can say bad about them.
بسیار عالی. خب میریم به قسمت بعدی و بحث بعدی و روش‌های مدرن غیبت.
دیجیتال غیبت. غیبت دیجیتال.
آی غیبت.
آی غیبت.
این باید اصلا یه چیز بسازن. یه به نظر من این ایده خیلی خوبیه که اپل یه دیوایس جدید بسازه اسمش بذاره آی غیبت و بعد مثلا دهن فیسبوک رو بزنه اینجوری.
من
فکر کنم که
just for gossip.
آره.
Yeah, where's Zima?
بحث فیسبوک و اینا شد. فیسبوک خودش به نظر من غیبت سنتراله، ولی اون چیزی که رو وال می‌نویسن غیبت نمیشه چون همه می‌بینن دیگه.
I think it's غیبت. It could be غیبت سنترال that it gives material for غیبت. You can't actually غیبت on Facebook.
یعنی استاتوس رو نمی‌دونن.
Yeah, I mean I don't have Facebook.
همه
کامنتی که برای هم می‌ذارن.
آره همه 411 و آمارشون رو در میاری.
And it's not anonymous. So people aren't going to really say how they feel or
Right.
دیدی چه پیغامی گذاشت پسره، من میدونم دنبال اینه. به هر حال ولی آن وقتی
دیدی پوکش کرد دختره رو پوک کرد.
نه جالبش میده شاید جالبش چه این دوتا غیبت که میکنه سرش نازوکی چه.
آره دیگه مجبوریم چیکار کنیم. بنابراین حالا تازه بجز این که حالا فیسبوک و فلان و الان که هر جای خودشو داره هیچی خیلی انقدر گنده نیست، ولی اصلا یک کانسپت جدیدی به نام سایبر بولینگ هم اصلا وجود اومده که یعنی مثلا میتونی تو یه نفر رو واقعا نابود کنی تو اینترنت و باعث بشی که مثلا واقعا یه صدمه بزرگی بهش بخوره به خاطر که مثلا
really
میای
serious,
میای آره یه سری اطلاعات، حالا ممکنه راست باشه یا دروغ باشه، ولی یه سری اطلاعات خصوصی یا اطلاعاتی که شخص مثلا اون طرف نمیخواسته پابلیک باشه و به صورت عمومی همه بدونن و
میذاری آنلاین. And it doesn't even matter that it's like it could be things that are facts, you're right, that they're truths, but the way that they're put out there is a hurtful in a hurtful manner, so and it's still غیبت, you know.
Yeah, and I think what's dangerous about غیبت is that you're doing it somewhat anonymously, at least behind someone's back, and then the risk is it could spread even if it's true. Like you said, it's stuff that people don't want known, and the thing about internet gossip or internet bullying is that it amplifies both of those things. You can do it even more anonymously because no one can know who you are, and it can spread like wildfire because everyone can go on and see
versus
it.
Versus if you say to one person, it's like telephone, how far can it reach?
Right.
You know, but when you're anonymous on a blog, you're putting it out there.
اصلا یه وبلاگ هایی ساخته بودن اصلا برای همین مقصود.
Right.
توی یه مسکی دانشگاه اینا بود.
I'm sure.
تقاضا میکنن بعد آقایون واسه شون میسازن. اینجوری.
Actually, what's funny is that a lot of guys would use those sites. And in some of the cases of cyberbullying, in the most recent one with the suicide, it was a guy who was doing cyberbullying, you know? In fact, I think that this sort of phenomenon of talking or غیبتting online is great for men because they don't want to do it with their friends. They don't want to act like they're little girly women who want to gossip.
It's perfect for the خاله زنک, pretty much.
Yeah,
you don't want to be seen as unmanly,
exactly.
But you get to go do it.
Mm-hmm. And get to say how you really feel about someone or you want to like deface their name.
Yeah, that's a good point.
احتمالاً اگر که پشت کامپیوتر نشستی رو بلاگ داری از این چیزا مینویسی، احتمالاً خیلی دوست و رفیقی هم نداری که بری بهشون حرف بزنی روی بلاگ، مجبوری که بالاخره یه سری کمبودهای اجتماعی خودتو.
Exactly, and I think that's why those sites, like, if they're found, if they're on the radar, they should be shut down immediately.
I think some of them have been shut down.
Yeah, no.
Recently, but there's still, slowly, I'm sure, I mean,
they show up,
there.
They show up, they stay on for a while, the, like, you know, especially with the college ones, the campuses start using them, and then they're shut down, and then they move on to a different, like, domain, and then they, it's the same thing happens.
Well, I mean, when you have to be shut down, when you have to be shut down,
oh, yeah.
What's the problem with the
site? Because it's just a forum to do that.
نه خب این به اصطلاح اون کسی که داره این کارو میکنه، یعنی تو میتونی از هر چیزی سوء استفاده کنی.
No,
با هر چیزی میتونی یک دیگر رو خراب کنی.
It's a forum to spread hate. Wow. Well, yeah. if that's the case, there's some other websites online that might need to be shut down before this.
No, but the thing is, like, this is like venomous, purposeful. I mean, like, these people aren't celebrity public figures. They're not getting, when you're a public figure, when you're an official, when you're Obama or when you're Lindsay Lohan, that's it. Like, you get paid millions of dollars to do a movie, but you're also a public figure, so you should be expected to, like, you know, be talked about online in gossip magazines, et cetera, et cetera. But when you're an innocent college student, you shouldn't be the target of those types of anonymous attacks. You never asked for that.
I mean, I think if it's about the content of the site or what's on the website, you can't shut it down based on that, because, like I said, there's a lot of negative, disgusting,
right,
hateful things on the internet that you can't shut down under the guise of freedom of speech. But the thing with these type of things, it's not political speech. It's not sociological speech. Like, what positive purpose can a website like this possibly serve?
Yeah.
And so it's, I don't think that you can ever find a legal basis for shutting these things down.
Well,
but
no,
just out of,
I mean,
being responsible
libel.
Citizens. Yeah, but libel is, like, again, even if it's
because
true, or you have to be able to, have to be provably false things. That's
right, because
difficult.
The people don't go on the website and say, oh, did you hear about blah, 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 and what they did at the party? I mean, one comment might be that, but then other comments are just pure hateful and saying, you know, like the S word, the W word. Speaking from experience, because it actually happened to me, I was, I didn't feel flattered at all. It was very hurtful. And a lot of people, actually, I know a lot of my friends did kind of feel flattered that they were the center of attention and that, you know, they were popular enough to have their names posted on that blog and people talk about them and people know them on a campus, you know? But for me, it was kind of like, listen, I'm not paid to be a public figure. Like, shut your mouth. You don't know me. Get off the website and say it to my face.
And what?
آره جالبه. اینی که گفتی یه داستانی هم هست راجع به چیز، یکی از وایس پرزیدنت های یاهو بود که از یاهو اومد بیرون، بس که رفت اوراکل، بعدش یه سری اومدن روی بلاگ ها، یه سری از اون کسایی که قبلا باش کار میکردن کامنت نوشتن روی بلاگ و راجع به این یارو که حالا یه سری منفی نوشتن و یه سری کامنت های راجع بهش که این جوریه اون جوریه فلانه الانه و مجبور شد که جابش رو کویت کنه، ریزاین کرد در حقیقت از اوراکل، اومد بیرون به خاطر که گفت که آره من این بلاگ های اون چیزایی که راجع به من نوشتم، من دیگه نمیتونم، نمیخوام اینجا باشم، من میخوام مثلا الان دیگه چیکار هست، احتمالاً هیچ کار هست. ولی خب مشکل مالی که نداره، ولی فکر کنم کاری
نمیشه. Sorry to interrupt. If you guys watched the show Entourage, one of the big plots this last season was that the main agent character Ari wanted to own an NFL team. And if certain facts or slander, whether true or untrue, had come out about him, they would have damaged his reputation to the point where he couldn't have done that. So that type of stuff probably goes on in the political realm more than we ever know, because if it sees the light of day, whether it's true or not, the damage is already done. Like, we saw with Gavin Newsom somehow got out of having an affair with his best friend's wife and continued his political career, but let's not even get into that. But
no, I mean, like,
most of the times those stuff, it happens behind the scenes and somehow politicians manage to suppress it. So that kind of stuff probably happens
because
every day with people we know.
Because they have that sort of power. Like I said, they expect it, and they also have the power to suppress it.
And is that important? Is that vital to their career to suppress
it?
Whereas, like, for most people, if it's not true, you're like, screw that. I don't care if that gets out about me. It's not true.
Some people, like she said, like, they probably like it. Like, some people I know actually put themselves on websites like that to be talked about. But if that's, like, your thing, like, you want that, then that's cool. But if other people, like that Yahoo senior VP, like, these are lives that are being played with,
right,
you know?
Right, well, we don't know if the things said about him were untrue, but yes.
یه برنامه ما داشتیم مدت ها پیش که کارهای تلویزیونی هم میکردیم، اسمشو گذاشته بودیم Freedom of Online Speech، راجب حسین درخشان بود که در حقیقت حسین درخشان یکی از علم اگه نمیشناسید اولین میگن مثلا پدر بلاگینگ ایران بود، کسی بود که اولین بلاگ رو شاید تو ایران شروع کرد، راه اندازی کرد و خودش مثل یه جورنالیست اخبار پست میکرد و بعد اصلا اینستراکشن گذاشته بود واسه ایرانیای دیگه که چجوری بلاگ فارسی بسازن، بلاگ بسازن از این حرفا. به هر حال این اصلا خارج از ایرانم بود و یه سری چیزایی نوشته بود راجع به یه کسی که اون طرف اومده بود به جرم دفامیشن میخواست سو کنه اینا و مجبور کرده بود هاستینگ کمپانی که وبسایت اینو ببندن و وبسایت چه یه هفته بسته شد. بنابراین حالا متاسفانه یا خوشبختانه درست شاید هیچ راه قانونی نداره و فریدم اف اسپیچ هست، ولی این اتفاق هم میفته بخاطر اینکه مثلا اون یارو هم ترسیده گفته من نمیخوام حوصله دردسر ندارم سایت اینو بسته مثلا. بنابراین از این اتفاقا میفته.
حالا اینکه شاید زر خوشحالش دلش گرفته بود از این میخوام بخونم. آدم های بزرگ درباره ایده ها سخن میگویند، آدم های متوسط درباره چیزها سخن میگویند، آدم های کوچک پشت سر دیگران سخن.
Eleanor Roosevelt. That's Shiraz. Shiraz, do you want to read that in English for our non-Farsi speakers? I think it'd be better if it was in a woman's voice, considering it was Ms. Roosevelt who said it.
No, let's cross gender boundaries here and you say it.
I love crossing gender boundaries. Kick it over. Where is it at? Okay, so it's great minds discuss ideas, average minds discuss events, small minds discuss people. Thank you.
Thank you,
Eleanor.
خیلی عالی. برنامه خوبی بود. شب همگی بخیر، خوب و خوش و سلامت باشید. اگه جایی نشستید که داره دور براتون غیبت از کسای دیگه میشه، سریع در برید، موضوع رو عوض کنید، فرار کنید. خیلی ممنون. خدا نگهدار تا دو هفته دیگه.
چراغونه آسمون شهرمون ستاره بارونه، عاشق رنگ کشاشین دل داغونه، واسه من پونه من نزیستر از جونه، گل پونه گل من نگیر بهونه، گل من بیا نزار از غمتو بشم دیوونه، گل من گل پونه گل من نگیر بهونه، گل من بیا نزار از غمتو بشم دیوونه، گل من